only a stone's throw away from the South Melbourne markets, vibrant cafe culture, minutes from light rail on the border of Melbourne CBD and Port Melbourne Beach, visit 1585.com.au. 1585, a jewel in the urban landscape.
Now, we were excited the other day because we had the gorgeous Jennifer Kite in for a chat because she's starting to front the Channel 10 news, and we just loved seeing her. And remember, Fev, I told her about what happened with you and Mike Larkin a few years ago. Now, I want to take you back to this because I feel like we need to put it to bed once and for all. But Fev, you revealed to us a couple of years ago that you'd had a falling out with Mike Larkin. Mike was unaware of this, mind you.
I think it was 2001.
Okay, so here was you a couple of years ago telling us about this bizarre nemesis.
He cheated in the rice eating contest.
Oh, dear.
We have Mike Larkin on the phone. Are you there, Mike?
It wasn't me. That's the first thing. It wasn't me. And also,
what?
I think Fez made it up.
It was you. And you were sitting at the end of the table. You were to the right and I was to the left. And you tipped the bowl of rice out. And I went, bloody Mike Larkin cheated.
So, Fev, it was a news cross. There you were at the bottom of Parliament steps. Talk us through what happened.
I think it was for something like a Chinese New Year. So we sat down. There was a couple other footy players there. And the great Mike Larkin, he obviously did the weather. He was sitting on one end and I was on the other. And we had to eat the bowl of rice with the chopsticks, which was very hard to do because, you know, it's hard to eat the chop. And, mate, he finished in about 10 seconds and he tipped it over. He cheated.
So did you see him with the chopsticks?
I don't think he touched
them. You just think he tipped over. Okay.
Because you can't eat it that quick.
So as we just heard, Mike doesn't think
it was
him.
It wasn't him.
But you're still holding this grudge.
Righto, I'll get over it.
Well, even Jen Kite the other day, she had some sage words of advice for you.
Yeah, and we agree with her.
Fev has two nemesises in this world. Yes. One of them is Danny Green,
Danny Green.
But the other, very unlikely nemesis.
Yeah.
Mike Larkin.
Oh, come on. Now,
he cheated. And I'm very competitive.
Jen, Mike has no recollection of this and doesn't even think it was him.
Hey, Fev, I think you need to let it go.
Right, I'll let it go.
No, Fev, before. No, because I know you better than that. You're going to hold on to it. Every time you're
17 years is a long time.
Every time you're watching Jen Kite on the news and then she crosses to Mike, you're going to keep flicking channels because you're still pent up and angry about it. And
I'll tell you what happens, Boxy.
Yeah.
He comes on and he does a great thing. He goes out to all the kids at the schools and it's all fun. And I go, remember
when you tipped the bowl of rice over your head?
Cheated.
Okay, now I'm mates with both of you. And I love Mike. And every Tuesday when I'm on the project, he and I have a great chat and Nat are in the makeup room. And I would like to bridge this gap once
I saw him the other day walking his dog.
That's right. You said that. Yeah.
Did you?
I saw a little wave.
A little awkward nod.
He didn't wave back.
That's
okay.
Tense.
He went for a run.
As a friend to both of you, I want to put this to bed for once and for all, Fev. And I am proposing we recreate and reenact the rice eating competition. Come on, we'll get Mike involved. You both sit there, you do your rice eating competition, and then we have an actual winner.
It doesn't take away the fact that happened, though.
Well, let's see if we can get Mike first.
See,
so
I can't get over
it. Play a song.
Absolutely.
We'll
take a quick break. Yep.
And then let's get Mike on and see if he'll agree to this reenactment of something he doesn't believe ever happened.
You've got a lot of work to do, Boxy.
And Danny Green's not my nemesis.
All right, here we go. 13, 10,
he doesn't 60. Return our call.
We'll see if we can get Mike on. In fact, we can confirm he will be on after the break. Here we go.
101.9 The Fox.
Look, I realise this is a big feat, but I am attempting to be a peacemaker. Two of my good mates are not on good terms, and it's really, really all from your
Since
end,
we
Fev.
Bloody exaggerate.
Yeah, no, look, I.
You don't like the guy, let's be honest.
You have a very unlikely nemesis in much loved, incredibly popular, number one weather presenter in Melbourne, Mike Larkin of the Channel 10 News, doing a great job this week with Jennifer Kite, took to the desk last night.
Brilliant.
What a team.
She was great, too.
As we just heard, you believe that back in 2001, 17 years ago,
it was around then.
You did a rice eating competition that Mike was part of too. Mike doesn't remember this. And you think that he cheated. Now, we've spoken to Mike about this before, and he's denied it. Now, we've got Mike back on the show. Welcome back, Mike.
Morning, Fifi. I'm glad you're my friend. I don't know. I move on in life. Obviously, Fev doesn't.
Oh, no.
And that concerns me. I'm concerned with Fev's behaviour and his mental state.
Oh, okay. Tough.
Gee, that's a low blow. Wow. And then he laughs at it. Wow.
Now, Mike, well, you know, you've had a couple of years to digest this, because it was a couple of years ago we had you on the show, and Feb did challenge you with this, and you have no memory of it. Have you yet to remember this infamous rice eating contest?
I wish I could. I wish I could even make up something that was even funny or hilarious. I wish I even supported Carlton back then, but no. Look, I have admiration for Fev. I think he's a great guy. But I've worked out what it is. I don't think we've ever met, and I think he has a man crush, and he wants to win.
Okay. Now.
That's what it is.
Oh, my
Mike,
my
God.
I can't pick sides right now because, as you know.
I
know, and you are one of my best mates, Fev. I can't go against you in this.
It was a low status of function. It was just a little rice eating competition, and. Mike, and he just...
Chinese New Year, Mike. Apparently February, Chinese New Year, no? Doesn't ring any bells?
Who has rice eating competitions? I mean, realistic. Mike. Is it chopsticks?
It was with chopsticks. He knows, see?
Yeah,
he knows.
Mike, can you just entertain this for a second? Because I feel like you're both part of two different families of mine. I want to bridge the gap. Would you please entertain this idea? Can we revisit and reenact this rice eating competition? You and Fev, Mike Larkin.
Reenact. I haven't done it.
I know. Let's pretend you did. Ooh. Brendan Favola versus Mike Larkin in the ultimate rice eating contest. We'll do it here on the world famous rooftop. Maybe Jen Kite, if she doesn't have anything better to do, which she probably has, she could adjudicate. I'll be part of it, and we can once and for all reset the rice eating competition that may or may not have happened once upon a time in 2001.
So you're talking about doing that, what, today or soon?
No,
or?
Let's make it Thursday because I've got to get a couple of days to get the rice together. I've got to figure out what's involved.
Oh, come on.
Let's just go back a couple of steps. Hang on. What's involved in a rice eating competition?
Well, this is how it's supposed to go, Mike. You're supposed to sit down, eat the rice with your chopsticks, not tip it over your head and go, oh, I finished.
Which is what you apparently did, Mike.
That's what you did.
Mike, the suggestion is you're a liar.
Yeah, I could. Well, look, I'm a weatherman, as if I'm a liar as well.
Mike, do you, before we just go into the news, which we're already late for, and we're very well across deadlines, do you commit to the rice eating challenge with Brendan Favola?
Brendan Favola, I accept your challenge.
Yay! It's happening!
Thursday morning. Keep
thanks,
it here. Mike. Hey. Mike Larkin, of course.
See him tonight at about 5:55.
Yes, but tune in at 5 p.m. weeknights for Channel 10 Eyewitness News with Mike Larkin, Jennifer Kite and the whole team. It's the Fox and he'll be back Thursday morning right here.
101.9 The Fox.
It's Tuesday. Can only mean one thing.
Tuesday.
I actually thought the radio was broken and Byron, you were having trouble with your desk then.
Semisonic just came in.
It was a minor hit in 1997, but it was right in the mix in prime time.
Great song, mate. I was playing it in the car yesterday. True story. I love Closing Time.
Now, Closing Time is coming up for the Logies, my friend, and you're up for a nomination. Hughesy, we have a problem.
Yep. Absolutely, and that's a great link. Fevy's on fire.
Now, thank you.
It was good.
It was beautifully done. It was excellent.
Well,
and we can vote for him, by the way, Hughesy. We've even set up a link at our Instagram so you can vote for Hughesy for the Logie. We want to get right
behind
him.
Most popular comedy program. That's the category.
And it costs you no money, but you do need a phone. You can't vote more than once, which is really disappointing. So you need a phone. So I really rely on... Fev, how many phones have you got?
I've got one. No house phone, just a mobile. But all the kids have got phones, so we all... That's just a lot of phones.
You don't need too many. So I've got two phones, but I've lost one of them. So
Old Hughesy two phones.
Remember when I gave my number out on the TV?
Yeah, that's right.
And radio.
Is that the one you lost?
Yeah, absolutely. That is the one I lost. People still text me, where's Fev? Is Fev with you? I'm like, no, he's not.
Now, mate, before you get this award, because you'll win, you're going to be coming out first to do a little bit of
yes,
a...
Yes, I am.
Are you ready to go?
I am thinking about it. So, yeah, I mean, I've got to pick my target. So, careful I don't get banned from any more networks after my joke. So, you've got to be careful, guys. You've got to be careful.
You should, Fusey, I reckon you should get the Logie just for the fact that you've postponed your holiday, because I still believe this is the worst time for the Logies ever.
Definitely.
And you've sent Holly and the kids. You're going to send them off on holiday and you're going to join them at a later date.
Yes, they'll be in Japan eating sushi while I'm on stage, you know, sweating it out. So, yeah, so 2 days later, and I'm still having that debate as to whether I can go business class after seeing them economy.
Oh, 100% so,
I
mean, you can.
I would have thought
well,
yeah,
it's a business trip, essentially, to the Gold Coast.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I've booked, we're going away, I've booked Alex's business, and I'm economy with the kids.
Oh, my God. When a hero comes along. Oh.
Yes. Well, she is pregnant, Husey, so yeah, you've got to look after
yeah,
her.
Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, but it's Bali, isn't it? I mean, you're not going to Greece.
I'd rather, hey, don't worry, I'd rather save the money and put it on Dapdo race dog number
well,
one. Don't
gamble,
worry about that.
Gamble responsibly, yeah. Obviously.
Carl Stefanovic's got to be in the firing line, doesn't he?
Carl definitely in the firing line. He wants it and he's going to cop it.
101.9 The Fox.
Husey. Tuesday.
Husey, a couple of things are happening right now. Fev is in the studio plucking his eyebrows with his fingernails.
It's disturbing.
What is that about?
He's trying to impress the people around the pool in Bali.
Preening.
Manscaping.
And secondly, now, Husey, remember, and it was a few months ago when Fev's feud with Danny Green was really firing, and you got involved, remember?
I tried to get them both on my TV show. It was like, it was a tricky one, you know, those... There's two big egos, just, you know, they're two bulls, just button heads, and
yeah,
dangerous.
It just didn't quite work because I was away for my bucks, so we couldn't get on. Otherwise, I would have been happy to go on because I would have been part of the Logie who's going to win.
Oh, no, exactly. And you, my friend, are very amicable. You'd like to sort this out with Danny. Danny's not returning our calls. But the other nemesis that we should get you across, Husey, is Fev's issues with Channel 10 weather presenter Mike Larkin. Now, Fev, tell Husey about it.
It's not a feud. I just haven't let... I'm not able to let anything go, Husey. And back
what
in about 2002, it was Chinese New Year, and we had a rice-eating competition down at the State Parliament, down the steps down there, and there was a couple of footy players, and Mike was on one end, I was on the other. Had to eat the rice with chopsticks, and within about 10 seconds, Mike had tipped the bowl out and said he won, and he got the win. No, he cheated. And anyway, that's my feud.
Right, so 2002 rice eating, and this is in the middle of your AFL career. When
it was early days, Husey. And I'm very competitive, so every time I watch the 10 o'clock news, first at 5.
10, yep.
The Channel 10 news, he comes on and I'm just like, whoa. And I say it to Alex all the time, remember when he cheated? She goes, just let that go, bro.
So you can't trust him. You can't even trust the weather that he hands out. You know, like, is it really going to be 14
That's
in Melbourne today?
That,
is a cheat who's saying that to me. So,
and then he goes, oh, it's going to be 15 and it feels like 5. Yeah, which one is it?
Yeah. Exactly. How does that work?
I don't know. How does that work? If it's 14, it's 14.
Wait, guys, as a 14.
I just want to know what it feels like. I don't care what it actually is. I'm not a scientist. Just tell me what it feels like. Do I need 100%. A jumper or not? Don't confuse me with numbers.
Okay, talking as about a former meteorologist for Channel 7 Sunrise, I think you'll find, Husey, it's the wind chill factor.
Okay.
So you've got the temperature, add the wind chill, and we've got a lower temperature.
So that means just the temperature is a low temperature then?
Whatever, just give me what it feels like, you know? Just give me what it feels like. I'm not going to have a thermometer in my pocket. I won't check, all right?
Hey, can you tell me what it felt like? Because I've got a bit of a bucket list, and one of the bucket lists is to go on a cruise, and you're doing a fair bit with P&O Cruises at the moment. How'd that go? Is it warm there?
I love it. Have you, Fev, you would be the king of the cruise. Fev, you belong on cruises, man.
I reckon I do too.
Yeah, I can just imagine you in the pool, just sitting there, just kids jump in, you just tell them, wee, whatever, do what you like. Cruises are fun, Fev. Get on a cruise, man.
We should do a cruise.
Yeah, we should do a P&O.
Do a cruise.
Boys.
Yeah. Yes.
That was
God
clearly,
almighty.
Fev mentioning it was clearly a public plea to get him involved with P&O.
One of Husey's little gigs that he does. He's got a
lot. Big gigs.
I'm just helping him.
Yep, no,
mate,
absolutely.
I tell you, once the Jenny Craig finishes, just straight on to P&O for you. Go from one to the other and then back again.
Go to our Instagram right now, FevFev Byron. We'll give you all the details on how you can get behind Husey for his Logie. And, mate, we'll obviously be watching the Logies for your monologue, because that's the only reason any of us watch the Logies.
Good luck. All right, thank you.
No pressure, man.
All right, no pressure.
101.9 The Fox.
we all know over the last few years, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook have been embroiled in lots of scandals about people's privacy being breached, and now they've got some actual stats. So their mass exodus following the data scandal has seen 1.8 million Australians delete their Facebook accounts. That's one in four have gotten rid of their Facebook accounts because of privacy breaches. Interesting.
It's an amazing stat, Boxhead.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You've never called a Boxhead before.
You've never called me Boxhead.
But fair enough. Bit of new branding as well as a chat about Facebook.
I don't mind it. I'll go with it.
Yeah, Boxhead.
I liked it. And this is other news today. This fascinates me because, you know, obviously people sign up for Facebook, and even when I got my Facebook page, and I was very late to the game. I got Twitter and Instagram before I got Facebook. I was just fighting it for a long time.
Boxbook.
Now, I, people do it because they want to stay in touch with people in their lives and connect. And then when we found out that there was sneaky going on and all our data was being collected and possibly handed over to third parties who would then use it, whoa, that was a big no-no. Now, this has also been revealed, Fev, that Facebook have apparently filed for a patent system that uses a machine to learn algorithms to predict your life-changing events. For instance, they can predict when you were when you'll get married, your death. That's a bit dark.
What, so they can on-sell it to like a funeral parlour?
Yeah, probably. No, yeah, that's exactly right.
You're due to die in 3 days.
They can predict.
How do they know that? That's a load of crap.
They predict your sleep patterns, your daily routines, and then that information is then served up for targeted advertisements.
I get that.
Yeah.
Because it'll be out at night time if you log on when you wake up, they'll go, oh, yeah, it's only slept. That'd be easy to do. Instagram could do that too.
They might.
Yeah, because you can actually go, when you go to bed, what do you look at? You look at Instagram, Twitter, you wake up, you look straight at it. It's part and parcel.
But there's something, look, I realised this a few years ago that we all need to just understand Big Brother's always watching. You know, when CCTV footage came up everywhere and all the cameras are everywhere and everyone was freaking out about our privacy. My whole thing is there's
Google
just
Earth.
Never going to be privacy again. Like,
right,
just done. Privacy's done. But I do understand not liking this, and there is something about it that seems really sort of devious to just use all your personal information. But
fishy.
There's something very fishy about it, Fevhead. 131060, we would like to know, have you left Facebook? What were your reasons for leaving Facebook? Because leaving Facebook, it's so funny because it's the friend network, but let's be honest, more often than not, you lose friends on it. You end up, friends annoy you. Like, we'd love to know, one, did you leave it because your privacy was breached? And we'd love to hear about an example of how your privacy was breached.
Good call.
Or maybe you just were losing friends at a rate of knots. Or you were so sick of baby photos, dog photos. What was your reason for leaving?
I might leave Facebook. Oh, no, I'm going to cut. Because my Facebook was set up when I went to Brisbane. And I had a PA. And I think I just started the Facebook then.
Yeah.
So she had control of my Facebook. So she just accepted everyone.
But it's not a fan page, it's just a personal page,
it's just
right?
a personal. So I literally don't know many people on my Facebook.
Well, they're all Brisbane Lions supporters.
So I want to cull it and maybe start again.
You probably should.
Ah, good
because
idea.
Because I have all these people's birthdays and stuff, and I don't know who they are. I've got no idea who anyone is on my Facebook.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. Give us a call right
we
now.
We should do that.
Yeah, that's
if,
what I'm saying.
Fev is going to become one of them right now. He's about to delete his. Why did you delete your Facebook? We'll come back to your calls.
1019 The Fox.
Stats are out after all the scandals of Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg and them stealing, not stealing, just using and maybe abusing our personal information and breaching our privacy. I've gone hard, haven't I, Ben?
Very hard.
But anyway, the stats are now out. 1.8 million Australians have left Facebook, deleted their accounts. That's one in four.
That's a lot of people, Boxy.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't it? And we were just talking about this. Byron, you said you've gotten back on Facebook.
It goes the other way for me, and sorry to go against the grain. Mm. I, for a long time, deleted Facebook, and my life was very simple, and it was easy, and it was great. But it's the only way you actually get invited to any parties. Because people go, I threw this party on the weekend. I didn't know about it. Oh, well, I invited you. I went out and put a Facebook invite. Well, I'm not on Facebook. Send me a letter or something. Invite me the old-fashioned way.
It's one of my favourite parts of not being active on Facebook.
I say, that's why you don't want to be. And what do you put your life as now if it's not simple anymore?
No, I'm saying now I'm back on Facebook and I'm still not being invited to parties. But that's not the
I
point.
I think I remember why you left Facebook too.
there was a bit of dispute with my ex-wife.
Yeah, that
but that's okay.
Nasty. We
that's
all had
okay.
to watch it.
Now we're good. No, now we're good.
Well, let's go into
it
that
was
a
very
little bit
public.
More.
Oh, there was a cease and desist issued. There was all sorts of things that happened.
It was like the War of the Roses. It was a divorced couple really taking it to a new level. Anyway, we'll move on.
It's a fun one.
We've got Emma from Moorooduck. Hi, Emma.
Hi, guys.
Emma, have you deleted your Facebook account and why?
I have deleted my Facebook account, although it took three severe emails to have Facebook cooperate and actually allow me to delete the account. My privacy was compromised. I found that I had window pages where people were using my photographs and my details to set up business ads. And they were trying to use my money to do that. They infiltrated PayPal, which is obviously linked, Messenger, which is linked, my email, and then my Telstra accounts. So,
Jeez. Yeah,
it became quite serious.
That is. So and Emma, but when you wanted to, I thought you could just go in and delete your account.
Why couldn't you just deactivate it or something?
No, in the end, it was as serious that I had to claim a very valid reason why. And I just said, look, this has caused me nothing but heartache. So I'd really, it got serious and I need this to be removed. And I suppose the impact it had on my life, I had to delete emails, I had to cancel and be wary of bank accounts, etc.
It's like an unhealthy relationship you can't get out of.
Absolutely, yeah, excellent.
I've never tried to delete mine, but now it sounds a bit scary.
Just quickly, and it reminded me, Emma mentioned Telstra, and that's just a reference in that call. How did you go on? I mean, you had a little issue.
Telstra were amazing.
Okay, overseas.
What amazing people at Telstra.
Yeah, great.
Just checking.
Fiff
had a little
great
issue
company.
With her.
Well, no,
data.
I was streaming. What I now do when I leave the country is I turn my data off. What happened was, I'll talk you through it.
It was unbelievable.
The hotel I was staying in where I was watching season 5 and 6 of Game of Thrones.
Abroad, yep.
Abroad in Fiji. When it would disconnect from the Wi-Fi, because the Wi-Fi is at Fiji's not great for Wi-Fi. I love Fiji for many reasons. Wi-Fi is not the strong suit. But when it would deactivate, the Wi-Fi would disconnect, suddenly my data kicked in.
Yeah.
But I didn't know my data was kicking in.
Yeah, but the whole thing around that, Byron, is when you're on a holiday, who's watching Netflix? I'm not sure, but
Fifi's.
A couple of cold ones off the wood,
could
pool
just,
time.
And I know it was all resolved and it was lots of different miscommunications.
It was half a million dollar bill.
That's about to say.
Yeah, it's $500,000.
That was the actual bill.
101.9 The Fox.
You know how you often hear stories of, I don't know, George Clooney or Justin Bieber crashing someone's wedding, just happened like walking along Miami
like a
Beach.
Big dog. And then,
yeah. Well, how's this? There's a guy here in Melbourne who was having his 27th birthday party at the Yarra Hotel. Warwick Kappa turns up. Just having the cat man.
Not a big dog.
Well, no, I know. What I found funny about this, because I saw it and then I realised, oh, okay, hang on a second. Now, we know Warwick well enough to know.
The
whiz. Mean, there is one man that likes cashies more than Brendan Favola. And that's Warwick Kappa. So I wasn't surprised to see that he'd aligned himself with a client, a great client at that, and this is not a paid endorsement.
No.
Maxibon ice creams turned 18. What a great ice cream.
The Whiz is working for Maxibon.
Yeah, they're celebrating their 18th birthday festivities, so they offered in a competition for Warwick Kappa to turn up to your event.
They couldn't afford Fev, so they got Warwick Kappa.
Now, the guy that won it, Kyle, so he's had all his close mates there having some drinks and cake. Anyway, my favourite part about this is the cap turned up. And some of the activities he came with. So he wanted to.
He brings his own games.
Yeah.
Oh,
staring
wow.
competition.
What?
To do a staring competition with Warwick Kappa, an arm wrestle, or pin the mullet on Warwick.
Yuck.
It's so funny, and I know, and Warwick knows this. Like, for many years, he is the butt of many jokes.
Yes.
But I tell you
what. Yes, he is.
I tell you, if I was at a function, if I was at a pub, and I'm sitting there, and Warwick Kappa walks in, my night is made. I reckon the cap, Warwick, is a great addition to anything in life.
Staring contest.
Yeah, he's got a staring contest.
So boring.
Now, 131060, we'd love to hear about your Warwick Kappa encounters.
That's a great cashy idea, though. Hey, I'll come over, we'll do a staring contest. Just stare at him for an hour, I'll get your cash and leave. Just say anything.
It is, isn't it?
Maybe you were at that party as part of your Warwick Capper encounters.
I mean,
encounters.
Maybe you've had encounters with him on the Gold Coast. Can we relive some of our encounters with Warwick Capper? Now, Fev, this was a few years ago, before you and I were doing this show together. It was about, I'm going to say, 6 or 7 years ago. I was doing the drive show with Byron here, and we'd heard a rumour that Warwick was going to open a cafe downstairs here in, on Clarendon Street, South Melbourne. We thought it was a stupid joke, like a ridiculous rumour. No.
Are you, in fact, opening a cafe downstairs from our radio studio where you'll be selling cappuccinos?
I certainly have been. Haven't you been alive the last 2 weeks? I've been plugging it for the last 2 weeks. Warwick Cappuccinos coming to a town near you, right next to your station. And if you're nice to me, you get a free Warwick Cappuccino and a free Capricosa, vodka, lime and soda crushed.
Jeez, he's selling a fair bit. Cappuccino is a pizza.
Yeah, well, I don't know why he's selling a
vodka, lime, crush and a coffee.
I think the other point to take out of it, Fev, is that never happened.
Never
happened.
Never
so
opened.
We never got our cappuccino.
He talks a lot of mayo.
Doesn't he? And then it was only a month ago, I'm going to say, he was trying to get on board Fev's Barley
Bucks.
Yes,
he was.
He was trying to get himself to Barley.
That was never happening. You hear my Bucks is on. I hear you want an invitation, Warwick.
Yes, we love Barley. It's a shame you couldn't afford me. I'm usually 10 grand in appearance, but I'm going to come over there for 12. Warwick Capper's going to come over and play the drums at the Y Bar for your Bucks night.
Hey, you would have had more Bucks than I've had.
I'll do all the funny stuff, mate. You take your mask off, Fev.
What are you going to bring to the Bucks, Warwick?
I'm going to bring my Olympics in shorts, the mark of the century pitcher, and I'm going to reenact it on your shoulders where I kicked 100 goals and you choked the 99.
Okay.
Is that
I'm going to go, Warwick Capper, you beauty.
Oh, Fev.
He's a laugh.
I'd love a sportsman's night just with you and Warwick.
That would be the best tour
and
ever.
Capper would be amazing. And then, but my favourite all-time Warwick Capper encounter, Fev, was when the Bulldogs, my Bulldogs, were playing Byron Swans 2 years ago for the grand final. And we got Warwick Capper to leave Byron a support message for the Swans.
That's right.
Or should I say Brian?
Wizard Capper here, in case you've been living on Mars, Brian. Good luck for this week. Let's go, Sydney. Sit on the head, Byron, and do a Capper. You'll be your team.
Okay, all right.
Great traction you're getting, mate.
Oh, wow.
Brian or Gregory?
Yeah, I don't know. They're both horrific. Warwick, he's met me about 20 times. What's wrong with that guy?
101.9 The Fox.
You know the Woolworths saga that's continuing, which is that there are no more plastic bags.
It's been chaos.
It's been chaos. But and we all appreciate it's been for good. Environmentally, it is the right thing to do.
Great.
It's just causing a tiny bit of chaos at the checkout.
Sure.
Don't go near a self-checkout at the moment because people are still trying to figure out what to do with all the things that they've put into the basket.
Right.
We even saw, Fev, yesterday, you know, that we had the photo that went viral of the guy that just took the basket home.
That's genius.
Isn't it? I think obviously this is the direction we're moving in. Despite the fact that we did start a campaign last week that Fev ran by Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, bring back the bag. I mean, we are realising plastic bags are handy. They're really handy a lot of examples.
Well, now they want plastic containers.
Well, this is the new update. Okay, come on, Melbourne. In fact, Australia, the world. Somebody, please get involved in this. There's a suggestion. Now, there's one newspaper, it's the Daily Telegraph in Sydney, that have understand that Woolworths is weighing up the benefits of Tupperware containers to reduce meat packaging. So wait for it. There is a suggestion that we may have to go in to a supermarket with a Tupperware container to put the meat in. Not happening.
This is
an
opportunity for us to have a Tupperware party. Bring back the Tupperware party.
I am not taking a container into a supermarket.
Yeah, but then you put the meat in, say it went off, get sick, sue them, make a...
lots of ideas here from Fev.
You're seeing...
No, it's going to backfire for them.
Okay, talk us through that. What's going to happen?
Because, you know, when you go, like, you just say you have, you go to a restaurant and you want to take away food. They don't let you take away the food because if you take it home and then reheat it, you might get sick. So there's certain rules around you can't do that. So now if you go to a supermarket and buy some mincemeat or a steak, you've got to put it into your Tupperware. And if it goes off, who's liable? Woolies.
Why would you do it? I mean, chain. I mean, and don't try not to take legal action against any of our advertisers.
Aldi.
Thank you. Wipe them all out, Fev. 27 past
Bring
eight.
Back the bag!
101.9 The Fox.
When you get invited to a fancy dress party, I always find it hard, Fev. You love a fancy dress, don't you?
No.
Don't you?
No, I could not think
of
anything.
I feel like every Mad Monday comes around.
Oh, yeah, Mad Mondays.
Well, that's fancy dress, isn't it?
Oh, that's a piss up.
Oh. Yeah, but you're very prone to a costume.
Yeah, but you have. That's a thing you do.
Mm.
Remember one year we had to go down to, it was the year that I got photographed wearing a nightie,
yes,
and a little
and an
attachment.
Appendage.
Yeah.
That's right.
We got to the footy club and we had a big bus and we had to get stripped down to our jocks.
Yeah.
And all you could have was obviously your phone and your wallet. You got on the bus. We had $5 each. Well, no, $10 each, I think it was. We got on the bus, went down to Royal Parade, down to one of those cash converters.
Yeah.
All got out, walked across Royal Parade and all our jocks. And we had $10 to spend in the cash
converter.
It was like a
op shop. Yes, op shop.
It was in an op shop. We had $10 to. That's it was pretty.
And what did you get?
I got a 90.
Oh, that's the. Yeah, but hang on. You're telling me the other thing you'd strapped on.
Oh no, that was expensive. Yeah, no, but that was that's a footy club loom. Is that the right word?
Heirloom.
Heirloom.
There
that's
we go.
The one.
It's an heirloom. But the fact that thing could
loom,
be an heirloom
yeah,
is frightening.
Been around
I think
for a
an
long
actual
time.
Loom is something Yuck. You weave or crochet on.
Imagine doing that now.
Yeah.
40 footy players walking across the road in their jocks.
Now,
wouldn't happen.
I'm not a fan of fancy dress, but I do love this. We've been contacted by one of our wonderful listeners, Shez from Ferntree Gully. And Shez went to a fancy dress party. And, hey, Shez, are you there?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here. How are you guys?
Good, Shez. Now, Shez, you wore one of the best fancy dress outfits I've ever seen. Where were you wearing this particular outfit?
So our footy club had a function on. It was called Almost Football Legends, and I dressed up as the fabulous Fev.
Hey, and here's a photo of Shez, Fev.
Oh, so dressed was that on the weekend?
It's on our Instagram right now if you want to have a look at it. Fifi Fev Byron. We've just put it up. Fev hasn't had the chance to see it.
No,
now
I've
he's
seen
looking.
It. So someone Instagrammed me this.
Oh, great.
On the weekend.
Cool.
And you were dancing.
Yeah, one of my friends did, yeah.
Seen it.
And how good does Shez look?
Yeah, she looks
the
great.
The dreadies, the tinny.
Just the drink. Is that like a, what are you drinking there? One of those summer?
No, I think it was a cider in that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, see, you need a white can.
What about the, so hang on, I didn't realise, I thought the fancy dress
great.
Night was footy legends. Was it almost footy legends?
Yeah, it was almost Ooh. Football legends.
Oh, that's Ooh. Interesting.
That's
sorry,
right.
Fev.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, you're clearly a footy legend.
Yeah. Well,
you are a footy legend, Fev.
In my own lunchbox. Shez.
You are.
Two Colemans.
How'd you go? Did everyone love it?
Yeah, everyone loved it. I finally got to wear my number 25 jumper again, which has been hanging in my wardrobe for so long because I couldn't bear to change the number.
Yeah, don't change it. Poor Zach Fisher wears it now. The poor kid's got sore shoulders.
Yes. Out of interest, Shez, who are the other almost footy legends?
I think we had Richo there, Caleb Daniels.
Legend?
And
he's a legend.
Premiership player, Caleb Daniel. Great. The only other thing I liked about the costume, you've been a lot of fun, haven't you? The costume was, the package is interesting. Just down in the short area.
Yeah, my friends told me I had to do it.
Yeah, and you really did it.
Wow.
You
look great, mate. Well done. Went, well played.
Thanks, Ev.
that's good commendation from the man himself. That's what you want.
Like ringing endorsement.
101.9 The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradieoke.
Guys, Melbourne's most talented tradie standing by to sing off for the prize, which is a pair of Blundstones. Not just boots, Blundstones. You can find out more at blundstone.com.au.
Yes, and we have Dean, a turf manager from Greensboro. Hey, Dean.
Hey, Steve. How you going?
Yeah, good. How's turf managing?
Yeah, no, it's cold mornings, but yeah, no, it's going good.
I bet it is chilly out there today. Where are you working today?
Out at Tull Marine.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, windy a lot of turf too. Out there.
Now, Dean, what are you going to perform for us?
I'm going to sing Heaven by Bryan Adams.
Oh, I love this song. Adams.
An emotional one.
Oh, Dean, that is a cracker. That's a good banger one day. Okay, Dean, off you go.
Oh, thinking about our younger years.
There is only you and me. We were young, wild, and free. Now nothing can take you away from me. There's a lot that I can say. Oh, just hold me now, 'cause I love you a lot the way. And baby, you're all that I want. Oh, when you're lying here in my arms, I'm finding it hard to believe we're in heaven.
Oh, there we go.
Dean, there is obviously a lucky lady in your life. What a wonderful serenade.
Shout out to her. Great. Good stuff from Dean. We'll go forward to Stewie. He was quite teary, I thought, Dean, at times.
I thought that was an emotion. Yeah. He
needed a bit of oomph.
Tapped into the emotion of the song. Wonderful. Stewie, a chippy from Whittlesea. Hey, Stewie.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. Stewie, what have you got for us?
Boys Light Up by Ozzie Kroll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the boys light up.
Then the boys light up.
Then the boys light up.
What was that?
Then the boys light up, light up.
That's right. Their singer, James Rain, was the singer that you could never understand a word that he said. Like, you could never tell what he was singing. He just made noises.
Yeah,
remember?
I never lie. I'm never been an Aussie Crawl fan. But anyway, okay, Stewie, off you go.
All right. He thinks he's one and only, but that lovely, she's so lonely. She pumps him full of breakfast sand. She sends him on his way. Yay. What a sing-song dance. What a performance. What a cheap set show. Oh, no, 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 Dan. The boys light up. The boys light up. Then the boys light up.
That's enough. Thank you. Thank you. Stewie, you'd whittle see the chippy there. Good
no,
stuff.
He channeled James Rain well because I didn't really understand what Stewie was singing either. Shane, who works in pest control in Croydon. Hey, Shane.
How you going?
Shane, have you ever crossed paths with Jason Favola of Rentokill fame?
I certainly have.
Yeah. Ooh, he's well known in the pest control industry. In fact, your brother won a national award for his efforts in pest control.
Number one. Yep. I think he slips in. He's rested on his laurels, old Jason.
Now, Shane, what are you going to be performing for us?
A Whole New World from Aladdin. Yep.
Oh, yeah. One of my favourites.
Way to feed these.
Oh,
hearts.
Yes.
A new fantastic point of view.
Very popular with pest controllers, this one.
I love a musical, Shane.
We had Aladdin in here sing this, didn't we?
They did sing this. No, we had the genie.
The genie,
A Friend Like Me.
Yeah, that's right.
Played that as a banger too. It was a great one.
Anyway.
Okay, Shane, give us some Aladdin.
Come on,
Shane. All right. I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over sideways and under on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view, no one to tell us no or where to go. Or see, we're only dreaming.
Wow. Oh, Shane, beautiful.
What a decision facing our judges, Fee and Fev. I mean,
tough.
A Dean in Greensboro with
Shane's
Heaven from Brian Adams.
Those voices, doesn't he?
Stewie, Boys Light Up, and then Shane there with the Aladdin, a real game changer.
I thought they were all exceptionally talented today, Fev.
You must be very tired, Boxy. Shane-o.
Yeah.
Love a pest controller, mate. You nailed that.
You've won.
You won. Got some Blundstones.
Wicked. Thanks, guys.
Wicked. Congratulations. He's won himself some Blundstones. Pest controllers can wear a big pair of Blundstones, can't they? Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Great stuff. Well done, mate.
To live only a stone's throw away from the South Melbourne markets, vibrant cafe culture, minutes from light rail on the border of Melbourne CBD and Port Melbourne Beach, visit 1585.com.au. 1585, a jewel in the urban landscape.